Okay, it's 9 in the morning. I guess we can start. Can you please take a seat? Welcome, everybody. First of all, I would like to thank you for being here so early. Much appreciated. It's Sunday, 9 in the morning. Everybody's probably tired and hungover, but you made it. Welcome to our dev room. This is the Computational Computing dev room, as you probably know already. And before we start, I would like to give you a quick introduction of the schedule and Computational Computing in general and our beloved organizers. So I am Ilaria, as you probably figured out. And we also have two other dev room managers here. One is Paul, and then there is Jo, who happens to be probably on the bus right now, so he will make it here very, very soon, hopefully. And then there are three more people who are unfortunately not here because they couldn't make it for personal reasons. But regardless, I would love to give them a very big shout-out in case they watch the recording. And so there will be Fritz and Stefan and Fabiano. And moving on, just a very quick introduction of computational computing because we want to keep this beginner-friendly as well. So there are many definitions of computational computing, but here I'm going to use the one from the Computational Computing Consortium, which is this organization under the Linux Foundation that brings together vendors, cloud providers, and software developers to accelerate and standardize the use of computational computing. And their definition is actually the protection of data in use by performing computation in a hardware-based, attested, trusted execution environment. So key phrase here is data in use, because we know already how to protect data in rest. We can use encryption or data over the network with, oh, did it break? All good, all good. So I was saying, if we want to protect data at rest or data over the network, we can use encryption or TLS, but we also want to protect data in use because if we are processing the data, it is generally encrypted, which means that an admin on the server can actually see the data. And confidential computing is targeting exactly this gap. So it protects data while it's being processed by isolating part of the memory in a trusted execution environment. This means that memory inside the trusted execution environment is encrypted, and even the OS and the hypervisor are not able to access it. Of course, this requires a shift in trust, so we don't have to trust the cloud provider, but we have to trust the hardware now. And of course, we can also increase this trust by attestation. Now, on the left, there are some common properties, and on the right here, we have context-dependent properties. So the common properties across all the trusted execution environments are confidentiality, data integrity, and code integrity. And then we have some other properties that are not provided by all platforms, for example, code confidentiality, authenticated launches, programmability, attestability, and recoverability. And now, to give you a quick overview of the timeline of the technical evolution of confidential computing, it started around 2015 with workload isolations with Intel SGX, which is one of the first technologies that was invented. And then it shifted towards virtual machine isolation with SAV, TDX, SCCA, and so on. And the current phase is actually about accelerators, so GPUs, full system, rack solutions, and so on. And under a different perspective in the same timeline, of course, computational computing started as an academic project and then slowly became a FOSS project. And now, of course, it's also a matter of adoption, so large-scale real-world deployments. Of course, this comes with a new set of technical challenges. But so feasibility is done already, so now it's also a matter of improving reliability of computational computing and putting it into infrastructure. Now a quick overview of how the dev room is going to look like today. So we have a lot of talks. So thank you everybody for submitting, and thank you so much to all our speakers. And our talks are going to encompass both firmware, hypervisor technologies, hardware platform, and last but not least, attestation. And if you want to take a deeper look on our schedule, this is how it's going to look like. I want you to notice that there will be a 5 minutes in between breaks, so you can come and go, and the speaker can set up. I don't think we will do introductions of the speaker, so if you want to speak, just come with your laptop and set it up. And yeah, we will finish at 12:45. Our schedule is kind of tight, so I ask everybody in this room to keep So if you're speaking, please keep it in time. And if you have questions and you don't have time for your questions, please go to the hallway and move to the hallway track. And that being said, of course, enjoy the Vedavram. Thank you again for coming. And I will now give 5 minutes break and give time to the next speaker to come and present. Thank you.